Amen. Please, you may be seated. This morning, I'm very honored to preach to you on the theme, Importance of the Lord's Supper. But before I preach, I would like Mama Comfort to give me a song before I preach. Almighty and everlasting Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thy sight. Lord, bless your word as it comes forth from your servant to your people. Amen. Today, as I said earlier, I am very honored to preach to you on the theme, the importance of the Lord's Supper. And there, anope, ema hwa hwa bibri se, manya kwenya se, kuminu ayakotem biye, enfaswa ben ene waso, minu enkasa ewasa kwa anoso. The Lord's Supper, also known as communion or Eucharist, which means help, is one of the most profound and sacred practices in the Christian faith. It is a simple act, yet it carries immense spiritual significance, serving as a reminder of the sacrifice which our Lord Jesus Christ performed for us of his death until he comes again. It is also a proclamation of the Lord's death on the cross. Adofunu mo yawurade Yesu Kristo mu. Awurade didi a da bia ya bai. Ebi friend the communion, ebi friend the Lord's Supper. Ebi so friend the Eucharist. E ya de bia ye hunu bibikito abi de nanso honhun mu no. E ho amfaso bebre. Enne. Ye pese ye ho amfaso a Kristo for ye nya. That was how the Lord's Supper imu. Some people think that the Lord says, remember me, do this, remember me anytime you meet. So there are particular people, anytime they meet, they end their service with communion. There are also those people who believe that it is the Lord's Supper, and therefore it should not be done in the morning or in the afternoon, but it should be done only in the evening. Yawo ebi no mu a omse onyame aka chan se biri bia ye be hia no ye nye we na ye mfan kai no enti da bia obesum bia no obewie osum no odi communion ene wie ebi no mu so se ye fe no the Lord's Supper enye the Lord's breakfast ene enye the Lord's lunch enti esese anwumre ene ye ye no enti asori bi de enye anwumre a they will never do communion. The importance of the Lord's Supper is that it is linked to the Israeli festival of the Passover, as we read in Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 12, God instructed Moses and Aaron that they should kill an animal and smear the blood on the doorposts on their lintels. So in the night, when the devourer or the enemy is going to destroy the firstborns of both animals and human beings, wherever he sees the blood, he will pass over. Genesis chapter 12, no? The Lord's Supper, no? Onyame na ofrase ehyehye ye ebo mu ema ye. Na Kristo dia oye ya etwa to no. Eno na oka chense ye nto aso ne fanka no. Enkosi se obeba eho no anopoy yakenkama o Genesis chapter 12 se onyankopon ka kire Moses ani Aaron se omunkum aboa efie bia nkum aboa na aboa na obekum no no ma onya nam ne bi oni ni ntantem afa esoso ma won noa ne mu won toto na emoja na obehwie no onfa moja no ensrasra won apro ano na o se bofo na otwa mu okọ Egypt akokum firstborn no ba bi obehu moja ni bia no obetwemu akọ sala na ye Christofo ososo se onyankopon etumi no eba ye so na ye de homa Yesu Kristo na ne moja no ye de husie moja de hie ni mu a ade bia osefo ni ye bia no odu ho no hu Kristo moja no a obetwemu akọ. The word of God says that we overcome the enemy with the blood of the lamb and the word of our testimony. Yedu ogwama ni moja no ene adansidie ene edidi osefo no so enkonim. So the Lord's Supper, as we all know, is a means by which we remember what Jesus Christ did for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25, Paul recounts Jesus' words, "Do this in remembrance of me." Onyankopon eka kire yense sa awurade didi yenye na yemfa nkai no Elunti emfaso a ewo ho ba ko ene se abibia ye behia no se ye to nsa ene edi ene awrade didi a ye de kai de Yesu Kristo obeye ma ye owu obewu ye ede beje ye nkwa. It is also a means of self-examination. Let us project John chapter 6, verse 54. John 6, 54. The Holy Bible tells us that whoever eats of the body of Jesus Christ and drink of his blood, when he dies, he shall be resurrected, even in the last day. Please, can you project that for me? We are looking at the importance of the Lord's Supper. And the Word of God tells us that whoever eats the blood of Jesus Christ has eternal life. John chapter 6, verse 54. So I have a whole here part in my personal project, you know. John 6:54. What is happening?
John chapter 6, verse 54. Die odi me honam, na onom me moja, no wadan kwa, na menyane no eda edi echre no. Amen.
Amen. Die odi me honam, na onom me moja no, o wadan kwa, na menyane no eda edi echre no. Adofonomo onyame abosha odi ama yeni, o se, say ye didn't honam name ni moja noa, ya wadan kwa if you say ye wua, die dear chirino, obey yane. My same beside an person come project me who say, why an oha on perse uwa, yin yaneno. And you say, oh, hana be binti, and my unti me ma a radia di dia. Let you say, oh, perse, die uno, die dear chin, say uwa, ma unyame en yaneno. I didn't know people were dodging the Lord's Supper until one day when we used to line up and come for communion. These days, we give the communion out and people take it as they are sitting. But in those days, when we used to line up and come for communion, one day we were having a communion and I decided to go to this side. I went there and I saw some people hiding over there. And I asked myself, why are those people hiding there? And they said, because I told them that whoever eats this unwholesomely, if you know you have a sin in your life and you eat the Lord's Supper, you are going to receive curses instead of blessings. And the people knew themselves, so they didn't want to come and take the Lord's Supper to bring any curses on them. And they don't also want people to know that they did not take the communion. And so the best bet is to dodge. Is it something proper to do? Again, one importance of the Lord's Supper is that it is a proclamation. And I'm so my it me a paimuka, dear Christo, I am mine. He said, for whoever eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The Lord's Supper is not only a remembrance, but also a proclamation of the gospel. Say, you di a radia di dinner. And I'm so am I a paimu eka, dear Christo, I am mine. A fair and I'm so ma, you who say, ye dear Christo, I am mine, no etum. Say, Christo bas, I see so, obe woo ye, obe shen emoja guye. Na emoja no be here guye, nintino, am I a da enqua. Also, the Lord's Supper is a powerful expression of the unity we have as believers in Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and 17, Paul emphasizes that By sharing in one bread, we are one body. As we gather around the Lord's table, we are reminded that we are part of the large community of faith. The Lord's Supper transcends all divisions, whether they are cultural, racial, or socioeconomic. We are united in Christ, and this unity symbolizes our communal participation in the cup and in the bread that we eat during communion. Adofono mo Paul mo mre so na ntichemu bebre ewo asafono mo ebi mo fe se Peter ono ye the head of the apostles until they will follow Peter ebi so fe se Paul ano onyame de ne ye adwuma papa until won be di Peter chi ebi so fe se Apollos ano okasa ahodi wom until we be di Apollos chi ebi no so fe se Peter Paul Apollos, Omina Yenipa, and to the best bet, and say, obey follow Jesus Christ. And there was this division. Some were following Peter, others were following Paul, others were following Apollos, and others were following Jesus Christ. But when we meet together and dine together, that is the time when we show that we are united. It is an act of unity among us as Christians. And it is a call to reconciliation. The Lord's Supper also challenges us to pursue reconciliation with one another. Paul's rebuke of the Corinthian church highlights the importance of approaching the Lord's table in a manner that honors the unity and love. We are all called to exhibit love as a body of Christ. Before we partake, we are encouraged to seek forgiveness and reconciliation with our brothers and sisters, ensuring that our participation is not just ritualistic, but also we receive the unity that we have in Christ. People of God, the Lord's Supper, another importance of the Lord's Supper is a period of self-examination. So we are Christian here. A brother here, we are ready, you know. And you know, I'm not sure what you're saying. Now, who say, I'm part. Who are Christian here? And I say, who need Christian here? If you say, you can't when you ask in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, or say, Obia and son of Honshe, so who are ready, mu ya, then you have the right to come and dine with the Lord. If not, then you are not supposed to come and dine with the Lord. And the Bible continues to say that is the reason why some of us are weak, others are sick, and others are dead. Onyame edidi ayeba no na se rede edidi ayeba no ade ba kon eye ne se eboa ma nipa eso ne ho hwe ehu se ogyina awurade mu yie ana se onyina awurade mu yie ano na meka se eduru so a obi timi so ne ho hwe edi hu se onyina awurade mu yie nti the best bet ne se so waso dem ho a e better so obedoje e chen se oba ko di communion because onim se so odi communion no a instead of blessings no and no mean about curses and about so. And so this one importance of the Lord's Supper is a means of self-examination. Additionally, the Lord's Supper is a means of grace. While the Lord's Supper is a remembrance and proclamation, it is also a means through which God imparts grace to his people. Though the elements themselves are not transformed, our faith teaches us that Christ is spiritually present in a unique way during the communion. A Christopher Yejidi said, "A woman said, bro, don't you need one night to channel, just bread, I cut away. Now, so we know, sir, when we pray over it, it becomes the actual body of Christ. And so if we take it, it's like God himself is there, here. And he said, a radiant kasa, ejina yenchen. And I want to hear two and sa edd. Because I dare our culture is half one in the chart when I say, a Bibia Mobesiano, Munya Wei, Namonfa, and Kaime. It also nourishes our soul. As we partake in the bread and the cup, we are spiritually nourished. Just as physical food sustains our bodies, the Lord's Supper sustains our souls. It strengthens our faith and refreshes our spirit, and depends on our communion with Christ. Sanye Hunamu ye di dear Briania, a Maya Hording, may it me be a yano. Sara Anna, a radia did no sono, say ye dear, am I a home Hording? Am I a she? Am I a nam? Elunti, or self for near by and so, Obibia or near Raditun said Dino, and yet very easy for the enemy to attack that person easily. That is why the Lord's Supper is very, very, very important for us as Christians. The Lord's Supper also reassures us of the promises of God. In this sacrament, we receive a tangible reminder that Christ's body was broken and his blood was shed for us. This assures us of God's love, his forgiveness, and his commitment to us as his covenant people. When we eat the Lord's Supper, it is a means by which we have a covenant. It becomes very difficult because the Lord's Supper, it brings curses on you. People of God, the Lord's Supper, as I'm just enlightening you now, is an important element in the Christian faith, and no Christian should take this for granted. If you say, we are the Lord's, and he will protect us to the extent, say, he has given us his word, that in the last day, even if we die, because we're done with him, he will resurrect us. As I say, you need to say to inside the day. As I say about communion, and you know, say you are that idea. You know, rather say obey your name. So this sounds as a warning to non-communicants, those who do not attend communion. It means when you die, the Lord is not going to resurrect you when it comes to his already saints. So the Lord's Supper is a vital practice for the church. It is a time of remembrance, proclamation, unity, and spiritual nourishment. As we participate in this sacred meal, let us do so with reverence, guidance, and joy. Let us remember the sacrifice our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed, his death, his resurrection for our unity in Christ, and receive the grace he offers to all his people. In conclusion, let us approach the Lord's table with our hearts full of worship, ready to remember and proclaim and renew our spiritual body as beloved children of God. Adofonomo, Awurade didi ayaba no, emfaso a ohu bi oni ne se. Se ye saa, eye osomo a ye de ma ye Awurade. Enam so e me pa mu kan agidi se de Kristo ayama en. Afe enam so e ma ye ni Kristo ayankofa na e da ye ntem no, e be ye foforo. Na enam so so e ma ye gitu mu se. The second coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. Obi a odi Awurade moja no, na onu odi ni ni padua no. Ejitumu se ono ankasa ni padua no jitumu se Yesu maye tusu mienu no o hwe nim se emra because Yesu ba wa be fane dia ono mo sa covenant no enunti se obi a wa ha bia no hu se the Lord's Supper that we do is very, very important sacrament. As the Lord is living, he left us with just two sacraments. The first sacrament is baptism, and the second one is the communion that we always have at the end of the month. But however we approach it depends on the kind of church that we attend. Ebrade didino ayeba no eho emfaso ba ko ene se enam so eboa yen ama yen ye Awurade entem eye kama enunti ade ba ko a eso Kristo ni bia shele nso ne se se unko Awurade didia, there is a question mark on the way you worship. It shows, sir, you are not right before the Lord. Awurade mu no bibi etosin o wabrabo mu enunti sɛ wo yɛ Kristoni bi a, you should strive sɛ adeɛ bi a esi wo kwan a enunti ɛma wo timi ne Awurade ɛnto nsɛ ne di no obey his heart in a free hall. Then I'm so I'm a what to me the ahunkeka and the ahunsepe abba ebene rade ato nsedidi na rade so e de waka ne no ba no ho onyame enhyira mo o wa nasamo a ode abrema no pa yi unsimuti ase na ye mompa ye anopa me pesa obompa ye ka che rade se se bibi wo ho no mo a esi ukwan ye no nti e ma wonti me ne rade ento nsedidi a rade hu mo bo no fa saade ne firi ho no onyi firi ho ma o na nam so ne timi ne rade to nsedidi or the phobia one on the bonfire. I want you to open your mouth and tell the Lord that if there is anything that prevents you from attending communion or the Lord's Supper, the Lord should have mercy on you and take that sin out of your life so that you can, with all joy, attend the Lord's Supper. Pray asking the Lord, bonfire, and the Father who shall radin sa. Say, Bibi, on my soul, quire, a radin is adding in free war. Then I'm so. Na bet me apa mu aka ni urade aye ama ni moja obehwiegu e de ama wo e moja no a enu to sefo ni duru ho a obetwa mu akọ afi enam so ma untime pa mu nka open your mouth and pray be one na bom pa ye ani urade nkasa talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. Almighty and everlasting Father, we have gathered here this morning to listen to your word on the importance of the Lord's Supper. We have come to the realization that the Lord's Supper is a means by which we remember you. It's also a means of a proclamation and also a means of hope in expectation of the parousia, which is your second coming. We trust that you will be with us. Help us in our circumstances so that we shall be united as a church and also we shall be faithful servants before you. Lord, help us and give us the assurance that we shall be able to die with you so that in the last day, even if we die, you resurrect us as your word says in the Holy Bible. We trust that you have done this for us. So we give you glory and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.